so long, farewell. Au revoir, saying adieu.
Adieu, adieu, to you and you and you.
Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. Today it's the NFL playoffs round two, but without Breeze or Brady. Quick, somebody needs to call an ambulance for the NFL right now because the Football League's recent television ratings improvements are likely going to end beginning this weekend. With legendary NFL quarterbacks Drew Brees of New Orleans and Tom Brady of New England both knocked out of the NFC and AFC playoffs already, your Swamp Swami predicts that many football fans are going to find something else to do beginning this weekend. The New England Patriots' 20-13 loss at home to Tennessee last Saturday wasn't exactly unexpected. The NFL's defending champions, who finished 12-4 in the regular season to earn a third-place AFC finish, have been offensively challenged all season. And though the 42-year-old Tom Brady still has great talent, his team lacked enough skill players at the wide receiver spot for most of the season. If you remember, this team took a chance on Antonio Brown after making a deal with the Raiders early in the season. Alas, Antonio Brown's off-the-field personal issues forced New England to cut him after just one game. Injuries and a lack of NFL-caliber talented wide receiver plagued Brady's effectiveness for most of this year. New England was still ninth in the NFL in passing with 260 yards per game this season, but nobody other than the 33-year-old glue-fingered Julian Edelman averaged more than 50 yards per game receiving for the Patriots. Edelman caught 100 passes during the regular season for 1,117 yards, but the next best receiver for New England was a running back named James White with 72 catches, but for only 645 yards. The Pats also missed the production of retired tight end Rob Gronkowski. This year's tight end Benjamin Watson caught passes totaling only 150 yards. That's 500 yards fewer than the final season for the oft-injured Gronk. Meanwhile, down in the Crescent City, New Orleans finished the year with their second straight 13-3 season. Due to some tiebreakers, though, the Saints, like New England, were the third seed in the NFC playoffs and hosted a wildcard game last Sunday. The Minnesota Vikings came into the Superdome and sent the Saints out of the playoffs with a 26-20 surprise overtime win. The Saints' two-year regular season record of 26-6 is the best in the NFL. This season's first-round playoff loss really stung the team and its loyal legions of fans. Minnesota exploited weaknesses in the Saints' offense and defense and forced the Saints to rally just to get into overtime. New Orleans' normally prolific offense never touched the ball in overtime as the defense allowed the Vikings to score a touchdown on the opening series. This season's Saints team, led by soon-to-be 41-year-old quarterback Drew Brees, appeared to have a great chance at bringing home a second Super Bowl trophy to New Orleans. This was the 10th anniversary of the Saints' 2009 championship season. Unfortunately, the Saints, like the Patriots, have been dumped out of the playoffs with hardly a whimper. Drew Brees returned from a serious thumb injury on his throwing hand earlier this year to lead the Saints into the playoffs as the team won six of its last seven games before the Vikings ended their season Sunday. Both Drew Brees and Tom Brady are now considered free agents. Both quarterbacks had relatively good seasons by historic standards, but neither had the downfield passing arms that they possessed 10 years ago. And that's why you don't see many 40-year-old quarterbacks in the NFL either. Both of these quarterbacks need a solid running game to make their pinpoint short and intermediate length passing more viable. For the Saints, it's obvious that the team has missed running back Mark Ingram, now with the Baltimore Ravens, more so than initially thought. Ingram gave the Saints' offense the thunder to Alvin Kamara's lightning quickness. Both runners forced defenders to respect the running game and thus gave Drew Brees more time to find open receivers. In Sunday's loss to the Vikings, the Saints' running back tandem of Kamara and newly acquired Latavius Murray combined for only 42 yards on 12 carries. For most of the season, the Saints' running game faded in importance. The Vikings tightened their defense and forced Drew Brees into a number of third-down situations. It worked. So what's next for Tom Brady and Drew Brees? Though I personally think that Brady should retire in New England and remain a healthy and very wealthy man, it's possible that he really might want a change of scenery and move to a warmer climate. The Chargers, now in Los Angeles, lest we forget, are showing interest in Brady and have some really good wide receivers. With the great weather and a competitive team, this kind of opportunity might interest Tom Brady. With all of the possible positives, there's also the chance that Brady might get injured playing behind a more porous offensive line in another NFL city. So I think it's about 50-50 as to whether Brady takes one last chance in another city. For Drew Brees, his fortunes have been tied to head coach Sean Payton for most of his career. Before the Dallas Cowboys filled their head coaching spot yesterday with former Green Bay coach Mike McCarthy, Sean Payton's name was being tossed around as a possible candidate in Dallas. Brees will certainly get some offers for his services at quarterback, but he can't play for a team which did any better than the Saints have done for the last 2 years. The Saints have gone 13-3 for 2 seasons in a row. More so than Tom Brady, I think that Drew Brees is interested in coaching when his career ends, whether at college or professional. Sticking with Sean Payton in New Orleans makes a lot of sense for Drew Brees. I'd be shocked if Drew left the Saints unless Sean Payton bailed out first. With several NFL head coaching and GM jobs available, Sean Payton may hear some overtures very soon. In the meantime, get ready for the NFL playoffs to continue this weekend without the two killer bees, Brady and Brees. I can't remember the last time the second round of the NFL playoffs didn't have either Tom Brady or Drew Brees leading one of those teams onto the field. Maybe it's time for me to rake the yard this weekend instead. I'm Swamp Swami. Enjoy the ball games.